Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding my Sasheni Daf Chofei in the Ois V'Hadar edition, Perek Shlishi, in the beginning of Halacha Gimel. So the Mishnah, Mishayula Mois V'Yerushalayim V'Tzorich Lahem. He has money in my Sasheni Yerushalayim, but he wants to use it for other purposes, not for my Sasheni, not to buy food, not to buy things that he can anoint with. He wants to buy it for a different Tzorachim. Well, the Chavei repairs, and his friends has regular fruits. Oimer l'chaver, he tells his friend, this money will be mechul, will be exchanged for your fruits. So if his friend is willing to do for him this favor, he will treat this fruit as ma'is sheni fruit, and he will eat it b'tahara. Now he has free money that he can use it for whatever he wants. By Amaretz, you don't do that. Because, as we'll see in the Gemara, Amaretz does not eat b'tahara. We can't rely on him to eat b'tahara. Unless it's d'mai. D'mai means it's a suffix, if it's even a ma'is sheni here. So then you can even give it to an Amaretz. Kedir is the Mishnah, Peiris, B'Yushalayim, Umoyis, B'Medino. He has fruit in Yerushalayim, he has money outside of Yerushalayim. He can exchange the money out of Yerushalayim with the fruits which are in Yerushalayim. Similar to the opposite. Mois B'Yushalayim, he has money in Ma'asashin Yerushalayim. Peiris, B'Medino, he has fruits outside of Yerushalayim, which are regular fruits which are chulim. He can exchange the money for the fruits. The fruits will have a dusha, he has to bring it to Eid Yerushalayim. And the chiddush is, even though they're not in the same location, you can still do chilul one on another. You have money in my sasheni, you can bring it to Yerushalayim, you can take it out of Yerushalayim. As long as it still remains as money, you can take it in and out. But fruits of my sasheni, you can bring it to Yerushalayim, but you're not allowed to take out of Yerushalayim, it has to stay in Yerushalayim. Even the fruits you can take in and out, and we'll see the caveat of that in the Gemara. Continues the Mishnah of Chofei on base. If the fruits were finished, they're completely done, the processing of the fruits is finished, even though right now it's tevel, you still didn't do a frosh as a nice sheni. And he was over Yerushalayim, Yahshua Ma'is Hashem Yerushalayim, the Yerucha Yerushalayim. The fruits of Ma'is Hashem, that will eventually be Ma'is Hashem, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim, and you cannot exchange it for money. But it's considered to be that the Ma'is Hashem already reached Yerushalayim, and now you can't exchange it anymore. And the reason is because Matonos Shaloi Hurmu Kimishu Hurmu. This is one of the Mishnah hold, that even though you did not separate the Ma'is Hashem yet from this bunch, it's considered to be already separated, it's considered to be the Ma'is Hashem you reached Yerushalayim. V'shaloi Nigmar Melochtam, if you didn't finish the processing, and the Mishnah brings an example, Saleh Anovim Lagas, you have baskets of grapes that you're still going to bring to the winery. V'sali te'enim l'mukze, and you have baskets of figs that you want to bring to the mukze, the place where you dry the figs. So b'chami yomim yachzor ma'is hashem shalem b'yachad b'yushalayim. Chami says even though the process is not done, you still have to bring it back to Yerushalayim. Or b'sil yomim yifdeh v'yoyachad b'chol mokrim. B'sil say, no, you can eat it anywhere. If it was not yet finished, the processing is still in the middle, so then it doesn't have kedusha yet, it does not consider to be it was in Yerushalayim, and you can go eat it wherever you want, and you can go and exchange it for money and eat it wherever you want. Roshim ben Yehuda Oimer, Meshu Abyeisi, he has different gears to the Machlekes B'Chaim B'Sil. Lo Nikliku B'Chaim B'Sil appears Shaloi Nigmar Melochtom Sheipod in Ma'is Hasheni Shalahem V'Yoyecha B'Chol Mokar. There's no argument if the processing was not done, that of course you can go and redeem it and eat whatever you want, it does not consider to be that it went, that Ma'is Hasheni came to Yerushalayim, it's allowed even according to B'Chaim. What was the argument about? Fruits that the processing was finished. Because it's considered to be that even though it was not separated, it's already separated, and the Ma'is Hashem is considered to be that it was in Yerushalayim. We still say no, because at the end of the day, you did not separate the Ma'is Hashem from the fruits. So it's considered to be the Ma'is Hashem is not here yet. The Ma'is Hashem never reached Yerushalayim. And therefore, you can redeem it and eat it anywhere you want. So the Gemara now goes to explain the Mishnah. First thing we said, you can't give an Amoritz, you can't exchange money of Ma'is Hashem with fruits that Amoritz is holding, unless it's Tmai. If it's for sure fruit, for sure Ma'is Hashem, you can't exchange it. So don't give Vada fruits to Amoritz, meaning Ma'is Hashem Vadai, because he won't eat it b'tahal. Shugalil said that you can bring the fruits to Yerushalayim and take them out, not like Rabbanim. Says the Gemara, "Kedei lachsois iso v'lachzer." Kedei lachsois iso v'lachzer. Meaning you can take it in and bring it out if you have a reason to take it out. Not because you want to leave it out. But let's say you have a grinder outside your shlaim. You have wheat, you brought your shlaim. You want to take it out to grind it and bring back the dough to your shlaim. So that you're allowed to do. You're allowed to take out the fruits in order to do some processing and bring it back. But you need to bring it back and then. Even Rabbi Gamliel agrees, fruits that came to your shlaim need to return to your shlaim. You can just take them out temporarily to process them. So we saw in the Mishnah that the fruits finished and went through Yerushalayim, so then you can redeem in any place, you have to bring it back to Yerushalayim. It says the Gemara, we treat Yerushalayim like a chatzar, which is mishtameres, which is a guarded chatzar. Chatzar b'shmiro tevelis, avzu tevelis. Chatzar b'shmiro, if it causes tevel, he brought fruits to chatzar b'shmiro, so it's chayev in Shuma and Maestras. So also, Yerushalayim is like a dead chatzar, that you can't Yerushalayim, you have a Maestras Sheni. And you can't redeem it anymore. So the Gemara, Omar Avyoino, Bedina, Yah, Filo Batim, Shisham, Loyed Bilu, Shem, Shikol Yisrael. So the Rebbe Chaim explained the question. The Gemara asks, but when you bring it to a house, what is Mechayev Truma and Maestras? Once you bring it to the house. But the houses of Yerushalayim are not Mechayev Truma and Maestras. Because it's not considered to be your house. We have a din that this, at least the Norma holds, Yerushalayim lo niskalka l'shvatim. Yerushalayim doesn't belong to any individual. It belongs to Klal Yisrael. All the houses belong to all Klal Yisrael. So even the house of Yerushalayim, if someone has a house of Yerushalayim, you brought the fruits of the house, it will not have in Shumar and Maestras. It doesn't cause tevel, doesn't make a tevel. I mean, obligated in Matanas. Shem Shekol Yisrael belongs to all Am Yisrael. It doesn't belong to that individual. So the Gemara is asking, in order to be Chayav in Shumar and Maestras, it has to come to the house. Here, the house is not Mechayev, because the house doesn't belong to anybody. Says the Gemara, Davchavav Mudalif, Elazoy Sumeres, Yerushalayim Asuto, Kechatzer Beis Shmiro. We treat Yerushalayim like a Chatzer Mishtameres, Machatzer Beis Shmiro Tefesis, Avzu Tefesis. Meaning, the same way we establish that even without coming to the house, you have a Shurim Maestras, just bring to a Chatzer, is Mechayev Shurim Maestras. So Yerushalayim, once you bring to Yerushalayim, there's a Chiyuv Maaseh Sheni that's Chal over here, and therefore you can't redeem it anymore. And the way that Maror pulled the hands over here, and a Chatzah we learn, if someone goes through the Chatzah, even though he doesn't stay in the Chatzah, it's just passing through the Chatzah, it's already Chayav Truma Maaseh. So it's Yerushalayim, when you pass through it, it's Chayav. And that's the comparison of the Yerushalayim to the Chatzah. And the way the Pei Moishi explains it, is the Gemara understood the Hav Avino, that Yerushalayim, if you bring fruits to Yerushalayim, it becomes Chayav and Truma and Maaseh. So the Gemara asks, that's not true. Even if you bring it to a house in Yerushalayim, it's not Chayav Truma and Maaseh. Koshkin, you just bring it into Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, you're right. We're not saying the Yerushalayim is Chayav and Truma and Maaseh. But what we're saying is, the same Mechatzah, regular Chatzah, Hatzav Yerushalayim. Once you bring fruits into it, it's Chayav and Truma and Maaseh. Similarly, Yerushalayim, once you bring Maaseh Sheni into it, you cannot redeem that Maaseh Sheni. But Truma and Maaseh will not apply when you come to Yerushalayim. That's what Pei Moishe explains the Avim in the Maskana of the Gemara. Kurta Abchaim is a little hard to understand what changed from the Havamir to the Maskana. With this we conclude, Yerushalayim Maaseh Sheni, Daf Chofei.